Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Damn.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got
salty
for us?
I know. I have to talk about that someday.
Hey, what do you got for us today?
You just ruined my Friday. You might have.
We'll tell everybody when we're done what we're talking about, because people go, why do they do that private stuff? I hate that too.
I'm sorry.
Where people do it and they leave you out and they're
you're
going,
right,
hey, what was that about? And they go, oh, nothing.
Are you going to talk about that on the air?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nothing's.
All right.
Nothing's
everything's
sacred
open.
Yeah,
okay. Fine. No, that's fine. It's kind of interesting. Something to look forward to coming up, I guess.
It's a good radio tease.
If these stories suck, you can just tease that coming.
I may have to change, though. I don't know if my sister would appreciate it, but what do you got for me?
Just change names.
So this is actually kind of a big story here that involves Miami and LSU, who, of course, will open up on Sunday, September the 2nd.
Can't wait.
In Dallas. So they have a cornerback on the team. His name is Christian Fulton. He was the top cornerback, one of them, in the country in 2016.
Okay,
five-star
guy.
Okay. Out of New Orleans. And so he's been suspended now for 18 months. And
for
he's
what?
Been trying to get out of this suspension, was trying to get the suspension overturned. It was initially a two-year suspension. He's going to be suspended for this upcoming season as well. LSU was really hoping to get him back. So he had to take a drug test when he entered school. And he thought that the drug test was for recreational drugs, but it was only for performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh.
So he decided when he took the test that he would have someone else's sample fill in for his sample, and he ended up getting caught. Unbelievable here that the NCAA penalty is a two-year suspension for cheating on a drug test like that.
Wait a second.
I mean, that's kind of disappointing.
For letting somebody else?
Yeah, a two-year suspension. Now, look, I know it's LSU, and we want everything possible bad to happen to them. That's fine, but
that's pretty bad.
It's a little harsh. Yeah,
this is really weak on the NCAA's part. I mean, the kid's got lawyers fighting for him. The school is going to bat for him as well, and the NCAA denied his appeal.
You feel bad for a kid in that position.
I mean, this is really pathetic.
I mean, suspended for 2 years?
Gosh.
You probably should have just hooked pot.
You know, I was around for the start of the NFL when they went from the Wild West, when the whole league was cocaine and everything.
Yep.
And so they started drug testing, but the first year was kind of a loose one, and then they worked it their way into it. And so we came into minicam, they let us know that we had to take this drug test. And a lot of my team was dirty for something.
Mm.
You can guess. Marijuana.
80s in the Miami. Yeah, I could take a wild
maybe
guess.
Maybe a little coke in there. But there were guys. So anyway, like, they go, hey, we need you to go back there and in the bathroom, and we need everybody to get a urine sample.
They didn't follow you in there,
so
like
guys
with a camera?
No, not like they do now. And he went, and guys were going, oh, no. So we grabbed Glenn Blackwood.
Okay.
So Glenn Blackwood was in the one stall, and all he did, load up on water, and he peed for the whole team.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you, Glenn Blackwood. What else you got today?
Well, that's a good story. That's a lot of water.
That's a true story. I thanked him. He's an Orange Bowl committee member.
Wow.
And I said, thank you.
Well,
I want to thank you.
Your urine helped a lot of people.
All right, guys. We've been following Dez Bryant on Twitter. This has kind of been a weird saga here for him and trying to land on a team. He tweeted out that he's interested in the Browns. Of course, this came out after the whole Hard Knocks thing, and he was inspired by Jarvis Landry's little speech that he gave. But John Dorsey, the GM of the Browns, was asked about it yesterday, and he said that Bryant won't return his phone calls, that he can't get in touch with Bryant. He said if he returns a phone call, he won't return any of my calls.
Oof.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Looking
Why
for
would
a job.
You not, when you're looking for a job, And by the way, they may be the only ones interested in
but
you.
The weirdest part of this is that Bryant, after during the game last night, said he's starting his visits next week. I'm coming to the land. See you, Mr. Dorsey.
Oh.
And he's going to visit.
He
now,
watched
now
him on TV last night. He goes, wow. Damn, I can play on that team.
Hey, you see that Baker Mayfield throw me the ball. Wow, interesting. God, that Hard Knocks will get one step better if you throw Dez Bryant.
We got to hurry him get Dez Bryant.
Yeah,
before
can we get him locked up
knocks.
In the next couple days? Yeah, please. Wow.
All right, to the NFL Network we go here, and Heath Evans is trying to fight his firing here. I know Zach has been following along with this story
I actually talked to Heath Evans yesterday.
So basically what he's arguing, Zach, is that both him and the woman mutually sent each other these racy texts so that if she does it, it's okay, like if it's a mutual thing.
Is he divorced now?
I believe so.
Not to get into his business.
I believe so.
Yeah. The NFL Network is arguing that even though maybe she did it as well, that it's not okay to send those pictures to a coworker. Joe.
Okay. I got nothing. I'm not into that here.
I mean, you shouldn't be trading texts like that with any, you know, especially if it's someone that you're working with like that, just in case. He texted me yesterday afternoon and said, did you see Twitter? And I said, no. And I went on Twitter and I saw that he put out all the texts yesterday of everything, of the back and forths and all the news about NFL Network. And NFL Network knew about it. They wouldn't have paid me my salary if they didn't. Like, it was a whole thing yesterday. But that relationship between him and that broadcast for NFL Network is over forever.
Have you seen all the people NFL Network has let go
because of
sexual allegations and harassment? And they've cleaned that place up. And by the way, not just talent. People behind the scenes.
Producers, all kinds of
people
stuff.
People running the programs over there going, oh, no, it's not a big deal. Hey, honey, just go back and do your job. It's fine.
Yep. Yeah.
Marshall Faulk, Donovan McNabb, and Warren Sapp headline that list.
That's
surprising
right.
about Warren Sapp, though. I mean, just a shocker.
God, I could hear the pettiness in your voice.
No, he's a good guy, like a genuinely nice, good guy, and it's just surprising you would see something like that.
I can't
that.
Even look at Hollywood right
I'm
now.
I'm not looking at you either.
You want to end it on a high note here?
Yeah,
send everyone
good.
Into their Friday here on a good
note. What do you got?
Lance Armstrong posted a picture on Instagram yesterday, and it was a really feel-good story because Lance was riding his bike in Snowmass up there in Colorado, and he had a wipeout, and he smashed his face on the pavement.
Oh, God. You are the ultimate D-bag, man. I'm so happy you're on Team Us. I would not want to
What's
be on
wrong with you.
I mean, let's end it on a high note.
I thought you were going to tell something nice about Lance and he wiped out and you're glad, like, he got what he deserved.
Lance, I posted a photo of his busted up face.
He
on
went
Instagram.
Face into pavement, and that's how Hollywood ended this. Fantastic.
So he hasn't been humiliated enough, right? He's the one guy that, like, after ruining all those lies, his little I'm sorry
Good
to Oprah
Lord.
Is not enough, right? Is that the
deal?
Oh,
you're going to take the high road on Lance now?
Good Lord.
Oh, no, I think he's a piece of crap.
Oh, he's a cheating SOB.
That's why I laughed. Yeah. I laughed with you on that one. I think Lance is the lowest form of athlete, if you want to call him an athlete, even though he overcame cancer and actually got cancer foundations and research a lot of money. He still, ruin people's lives to try to keep your name clean, when you're the dirtiest human being in the history of cycling and sports, and you go out of your way nationally to lie and lie and lie and call people out at press conferences, only to find out
Oprah got it out of him.
You're a piece of crap.
Oprah got it out of him. That Oprah interview.
I think she knew.
Of course.
She wasn't doing a fluff piece with him. You can't lie to Oprah, man.
No.
Yeah, and Oprah's. Yeah, that was.
By the way, the Team Petty Award goes to the Cleveland Plain Dealer today. I just showed you the headline.
That's unbelievable.
The schedule came out for the NBA, and the Cavaliers section in the Cleveland Plain Dealer says Lonzo Ball and Lakers are at the queue on November 21st, and right underneath in small print, former Cav James also expected to play.
Yeah. It's a little jab.
I mean, it's a great form of pettiness.
Nobody seems to care, man. It's the second time. I know it's a bigger deal when he finally left.
Just funny.
Why is it everybody hates us and the Lakers are fine?
I know. That's it.
Like, nobody wanted him here, but when he's a Lakers, you know what? That's a good fit. That's the place he should be.
You want to know why? Because there's no chance for him to win in L.A. They're not winning no title in L.A.
Did you see him at practice yesterday?
Looks jacked.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
Looks jacked. LeBron looks big.
Saying LeBron looks jacked, like, that means he was really jacked.
Yeah, because he's already jacked, yeah.
Yes.
Whatever he normally looks like to you, he looked jacked.
He's a top five gene pool of all time.
Yeah, 100%.
Top five gene pool and the most, can we say this now? The most durable athlete we've ever had.
Well, knock on wood. Yeah. What, he played 82 last year? Level,
and everybody keeps going, dude, you know, you got to start on the downside of your career pretty soon. You know, you've been doing this since high school, man. Anyway, tease me. Give me a couple.
There was a couple from Lance Armstrong that says Armstrong gave himself cancer so he could take PEDs. This is what's coming in now.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah. Geez, who thinks of that? What else?
And, another, and the same guy, I don't believe the hairstylist, Warren Sapp, doesn't even have hair. The hairstylist is the one with the package shots and all that stuff.
That guy's such a creepo.
He really is. Another guy said Hollywood for president. That might be your favorite texter ever.
Yeah, that guy's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. Listen to Hollywood.
And the same guy asked if they, anyone, there was a Miko sighting last night in the stadium.
She did. I was told by their team, because we were all having fun. Grimes and Brenton didn't play last night. Since he wasn't played, she didn't come down.
Wow. Interesting.
How about the fact that they knew that? That actually came up last night.
Mm-hmm. Is she still banned from Twitter?
Oh, I don't know. Ooh. We got to check that out.
You know what? I asked that question last night. Wow. They knew she was. They didn't know if she got it back. They said
she's back?
Pretty quiet. No. Been pretty quiet up there.
Someone said that LeBron's not a top five gene pool for his hairline. Everyone's got to take shots of LeBron, man.
No, but that body.
I mean, come on.
That thing never breaks. What's it do, sprained ankle for miss one preseason game?
Not even.
Hey, we got to go to break here. We got the 8 o'clock hour to get to.
Nervous to say he had a hot body.
I was waiting yesterday. For it. I didn't want to bring it up. But I
didn't mean to say hot body because I know what that sounded like. Yeah. And I apologize. I did say somebody had a hot body. Who did I say had a hot body yesterday?
Who was it?
Yeah, Kourtney Jenner or Kardashian Jenner.
Kourtney, what the hell?
Kourtney Kardashian's boyfriend. You said had a. You said he was hot.
The model guy.
Yeah, you said he was a hot model.
Yeah. Kourtney Jenner.
They broke up.
Well done.
He got out.
And my Jenners and Kardashians.
We talk so much
there,
Kardashian
sorry.
Here. How could you mess that up?
Maybe the Jenners are going to have their own. The girls are going to split up. The Jenner girls against the Kardashian girl.
Wow. Miko is still banned, by the way.
Okay.
She's still banned.
Update. Yeah.
All right. Listen. 8 o'clock hour coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.